بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I would like to begin this meeting, inshallah, by refuting some of the lies made against our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam concerning his marriages. Although we touched upon this in some aspects before when we talked about the mothers of the believers. But further clarifications or discussion here in refuting some of the lies, for example, the lie that we focus upon today is the that he has a lustful inclination towards woman, busying himself with woman, and there is no doubt that anyone who knows the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would know that this is definitely a lie. His marriages, alayhi salatu wasalam, the objective, the mere objective of them was not solely for enjoyment, although this is something natural. No human is denounced on this if he seeks marriage to satisfy the natural inclinations towards fulfilling one's desires and enjoyment. However, the objective of his marriages, alayhi salatu wasalam, was far greater than this, and with a great noble objective. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, intended of by having these marriages is to invite to Allah and also to take care of relations which the invitation to Allah necessitates, like family ties, having vast relations with the tribes, to spread the call to Islam. And from the benefits is also inclining the hearts and taking care of the orphans and taking care of the widows and the teaching the woman the methods of their religion and many other benefits. And also from that is the objective of relating the conditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inside his home and outside his home. And from this, therefore, we know that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not marry a virgin except one, and that was Aisha, radiallahu anha. And most often, the one who seeks enjoyment only seeks to get married to a virgin. But he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of the 11 marriages, Aisha was the only virgin amongst them. Second, he did not take more than one wife except after the death of Khadija رضي الله عنها. And then he was around 50 years old. And anyone who seeks enjoyment and lust normally marries or gets married before this age in general. And then fourthly, the great tasks and the noble actions which the Prophet ﷺ indulged in after the prophethood and messengership took most of his time and most of his energy. He was a caller to Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, and he was a mujahid, and he was a teacher, and he was a judge, and he was a ruler, and he was a worshipper. So he wasn't busy with the woman of his marriages. Compromising all of these tasks. And fifthly, having more than one wife, it's not a defect to the prophethood. And the prophets before him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had more than one wife. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam married Sarah, then Hajar, and Yaqub alayhi salam had four wives, and Dawood alayhi salam had many more, and Sulaiman alayhim salam. And if one reviews the marriages of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, would be amazed between widows and widows and orphans and old women. Then how could that be the drive, therefore, is merely for sexual fulfillment of desires? This is a lie, and anyone who may have taken by this or confused, let him think about it again and acquire knowledge concerning these marriages, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted him to do, and it was particular to him alayhi salatu wasalam. And we also call them to listen to the discussion on the wives of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who were they and the nature of each marriage. That is open for any fair person who intends and seeks the truth. As to the hater, some bigoted haters, we tell them, give it a try. maybe you will be surprised. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide those who seek the truth. To his path and to make things clear to them. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.